This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. Well, welcome to the show, singer-songwriter Andy Grammer. You gotta keep your head up. Oh, I won't sing, but he's terrific. He's coming up in just a moment. But according to Madden NFL 15, the New England Patriots will beat the Seattle Seahawks Sunday in the Super Bowl. Electronic Arts ran its simulation of Super Bowl 49 in the popular video game, and the Patriots edged out the Seahawks 28-24 on a game-winning touchdown pass from Tom Brady to Julian Edelman. Brady was also named the game's MVP, racking up 335 yards and four touchdowns. Overall, the Madden simulations have netted an 8-3 record in predicting the Super Bowl winner, but was wrong last year when it picked the Broncos over Seattle. Lance Armstrong says he would probably use performance-enhancing drugs again. The cyclist says if he were racing today, he wouldn't use PEDs because he doesn't think he'd have to. But if he were racing in 1995, he says he would do it again because it was completely and totally widespread. Armstrong was stripped of his 7 Tour de France titles and barred from Olympic sports for life in 2012 for doping. Connecting with people online could be damaging to your health. Researchers found that using social media can increase stress levels because it exposes you to undesirable events like someone getting fired from work or a death that affects a friend or acquaintance. Now in L.A. most of the time, but singer-songwriter Andy Grammer grew up in New York's Hudson Valley. Hey, Andy, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. How are you guys?
You look great. You haven't changed a bit since we saw you at Provident Bank Park.
I know. It's good. It's good to be home, to be honest, yeah.
Yeah, back in the Hudson Valley, of course, you grew up in the Monroe area, went to Woodbury schools. I know you worked at Woodbury Common, so you're back home. What exactly are you doing now?
Well, I came into town. Actually, I was in the city. I just hosted the VH1 Top 20 Countdown, the video show. And so I had that just a couple days ago. I've been doing some, you know, coming, hanging out with people like you, saying what's up.
Yeah, well, that's terrific.
It's been wonderful. It's been really, really great. You know, I started here doing a lot of open mics, and then I moved out to L.A., did a lot of street performing, and then had a couple songs do all right on the radio. So it's really cool.
Now tell us about your latest CD and your latest hit.
Yeah, so I got a new CD called Magazines or Novels, and the latest single is Honey, I'm Good, which seems to be going really well. I'm super excited about it. And the song is about being in a relationship and then being out somewhere and having someone very attractive talk to you and being like, you know what? You're super hot, and I am good. I got somebody at home. I'm good. Honey, I'm good. That's the name of it. And so there's a really sweet video online of people holding up how long they've been married for and lip-syncing the words and stuff. You got to check it out. It's great.
So what's it like being back on the East Coast with our weather so cold and snowy?
It's honestly, it's really nice just because it feels like home. We're passing, driving over here, seeing the diners and stuff. Can't get that in LA. So it's nice. It's good to be home.
Well, it's going to snow tomorrow. You're still going to be in town?
I'm heading out before that, happens.
Back to LA before
back
the snow.
Back to LA before the snow hits, yeah.
Oh, well, that's a good plan, actually. Yeah. Now, I know in a couple of months, it seems like it's right down the road, but in March, you're going to be at Ridgefield Playhouse again.
Yeah. Come hang out. Everybody come say what's up. Should be really fun.
Yeah, that's an intimate place, right? You love
intimate
playing there.
Intimate spot. I'm going out on tour with Alex and Sierra, which are the X Factor winners, and it should be a really good show.
What kind of music do they do?
They're a guy and girl. It's kind of like folky stuff. Really good harmonies, super tight harmonies. It's really good.
So any messages to your friends back here in your hometown?
I've actually been texting everybody that I'm in this building because this is like, we would listen to this on the bus going to school. It was like a big deal. There's so many radio stations that I've been able to go to, but to be the one that you listen to when you're growing up is really cool. So what's up, everybody? I miss you. I love you.
Yeah, Andy Grammer, a local guy made good. The people get tired of me mentioning Monroe Woodbury High School every time your songs come on. So
it's all good. Respect.
Yeah.
Represent. Well,
and I always tell the story, too, that when you were a senior, you were in the fashion show that I emceed.
That's right.
And yes. you looked great then, and
oh,
you haven't
man.
Changed. You look the same age.
Yes, that's crazy. Thank you. You're lying, but thank you. I appreciate it.
It's always good to see you. You are maybe the happiest person on the face of the planet. Are you really like this all the time?
I'm a fairly happy guy. I don't know. Yeah, I guess so. I mean, my dad, I think I got it from my dad and my mom. My dad's a children's singer. He did a lot of children's stuff around here. So it's tough to grow up in a situation like that and not be kind of happy.
Yeah, I remember working with Red Grammer back in the day, back in Peekskill, at all these different little events, and the kids would come and he would perform. And I think you were hanging out as a little boy standing next to him.
I was soaking it up, yeah.
And that's how you got inspired to be a musician.
Yeah, my dad's awesome. Crazy voice. He's got a much better voice than I do. Check out Red Grammer if you get kids, for sure. Yes, redgrammer.com. You got it.
And Andy Grammer, thank you so much for being here, and we hope to see you again soon.
Awesome, guys. Thanks so much.
With Andy Grammer, I'm Mike Bennett. You're listening to America Weekend. Oh, America Weekend.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. In the NBC show Heroes, a cheerleader blessed with a special power sticks her hand in a garbage disposal and pulls out a mangled mess. Seconds later, her hand miraculously heals, but the brand name of the disposal, InSinkErator, was visible as a healthy hand was chewed to bits. InSinkErator promptly sued NBC. How do you think this case turned out? The final verdict after this.
Between the snooze button in the shower, the commute, and the conference call, Starbucks Via makes it easy to enjoy a delicious, rich cup of coffee. Just add water, stir, and sip on your favorite Starbucks coffee right where you are. Starbucks Via. Look for it where you buy groceries.
As a result of the lawsuit, NBC is required to edit out the offending scene from all future broadcasts. Also, InSinkErator was awarded undisclosed damages suffered as a result of NBC's irresponsibility. And that's the final verdict.
Think green. Harrison with you. Dell Computers is going green in a uniquely American way. Dell will start shipping two of its products padded with bamboo cushioning, a part of the company's broad plan to reduce its packaging while using more recyclable material. The new Dell Inspiron Mini 10 netbooks will be cushioned with bamboo instead of paper pulp or the usual foam used to protect electronics. And the outer cardboard box for the computers will contain 25% recycled material as well. So where is all this bamboo coming from? Well, Dell's actually found an area not near panda habitats and even follows Forest Stewardship Council principles and criteria. They're also in the process of certifying the packaging for recycling so that recyclers will clearly know that the material can be recycled instead of tossing it in the trash. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.